Good afternoon. I think it's time to start now. We do have a quorum. Firstly, I would like to introduce myself. This is Eddie Mantonsi. I've been assigned to be the committee secretary of this ad hoc committee. And then there are colleagues who are assisting me. And then when I introduce them, I'd like them to stand up so that you know you can know them. One is Adam Salmon, is the researcher. And then we have got Themba Mthethwa at the back there, is the content advisor who's going to be assisting in this committee. Then the other person is Nandi Pa, the one who's walking around giving members the attendance register. She's the committee assistant. I'm not sure if there are other colleagues that I might have left out here. Yeah, so this is the first meeting of the ad hoc committee. Then we'll first need to appoint the chairperson of the committee. The procedure is that I'm going to request for nominations from members. If a nomination is only one member that has been nominated and then there's no other nomination, it means that member will be declared the chairperson. But if there's several nominations, it means we're going to vote who will be the chairperson. The chairperson will be the person who have got the majority votes. So without any waste of time, I would like to request members to nominate the chairperson for the ad hoc committee. Honorable Manamela.
Okay. Thank you. As from the ANC, I nominate Honorable L. Landers.
Okay. Honorable Landers has been nominated. Any seconder?
I second the name of Honorable Llewellyn Landers.
Honorable Llewellyn Landers has been seconded. Any other nominations? Or no other nominations? Honorable Landers, you have been elected the chairperson of this ad hoc committee. Can you please take the hot seat?
Good afternoon, and thank you for putting me in this hot seat. As you know, we have been charged with a certain task by the National Assembly, and that task is set out in the motion that was adopted a few days ago. I've given some thought of how best we should proceed, but I'm in your hands with regard to that particular matter. I thought we should begin by looking at a program of meeting dates, because like me, there are others on this committee who hold senior and important positions on portfolio committees and such, like senior whips. And as a result, their programs are probably set. Mine on the Portfolio Committee of Justice is set well in advance. And so I made it clear that there's no ways I'm interfering in that particular program. And I sincerely hope that you'll agree with me in that regard. I informally discussed the question of our program with Mr. Frolic, the House Chairperson. He has very kindly agreed that we can meet during plenaries, firstly. Secondly, he has also very kindly agreed that if we apply, he'll allow us to meet during constituency period. And there is a constituency period on our doorstep. And he's also agreed that we can meet on Fridays. So essentially what I'm saying to you is do you agree that we should look at a program and follow the suggestions put forward by Mr. Frolic in my discussions with him? And if so, when can our very first meeting be? You have a fair amount of reading to do if you haven't already done so. I want to put to you that you will need the public protector's report, firstly. I think that's obvious. It's a fairly thick document, and so you'll need to read it carefully, together with the recommendations. The motion establishing this ad hoc committee refers to the Electoral Court and the Electoral Commission Act, and so you will need to have that act as well. And for now, that's all I'm going to say, and ask you to address me on those few points that I've put before you. The Honourable Dunjwa.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I will address myself on the programs of on the program of meetings that we have been granted. Will be granted permission to also meet during our constituency period. I want to make a formal proposal that we look into next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, those 3 days, due to the volume of work.
Is Tuesday a public holiday?
I had forgotten. My apologies, Chair. I've also forgotten. Thank you for. So we'll have to look into the 2 days that are there, which is Wednesday and Thursday, and probably a Friday. Thank you.
Honourable Porter.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in fact, for starters, and then we can see how we review the situation thereafter. Yeah.
Are there any differing views, other suggestions or proposals?
Can we get some sort of indication of how long we would sit for? I mean, hours in the day.
Well, the whole day.
But, I mean, what does the whole day mean?
Well, Tuesday, we'll start...
Tuesday's a public...
I beg your pardon. Wednesday, Honourable Dunjwa, we'll start at about 11 on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes, Chair.
Sit for the whole day, and Thursday start at 9.
End of the day.
End of the day, what? No. Well, it's in your hands. I mean, you may come up with quick solutions. Honourable Dunjwa? End of the day.
Yeah, I want to make a proposal, Chair, that at least 11 to 4, half past 4, if we... Yeah.
Is that good, Mr. Self? All right. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Ready. Yes. Well, Friday, we'll discuss Friday when we get to Friday. All right? Yeah. Sorry. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can I just try and establish, is it going to be a discussion confined to the report? Is it going to be more than that? How do you envisage us going forward as a very broad overview?
Well, you'd need to look carefully at the motion that was adopted. All right? And let me just refer to it. This is what it says. In correspondence to the Speaker, this is item 2. The public protector requested that consideration be given to referring the report, that's her report, to the Electoral Court to allow it to investigate the matter in terms of Section 20, sub 7 of the Electoral Commission Act. So wisdom may exceed mine and you may persuade the committee differently and say, no, we need to do it differently. But that's essentially what the motion says. And if we divert or move away from that, you'd need to motivate why. But, you know, I've had a whole lot of people phoning me and giving me lots of advice and how we should proceed, and I've not responded because I wasn't a member of the ad hoc committee. But look, you may look at it and see it differently, and if so, please don't hesitate to say so. Mr. Van der Merwe?
Is it therefore basically that we must consider whether the matter should be referred to the electoral court? Yes or no?
Yes. Mr. Manamela?
I think it's probably too early to have a discussion about how we're going to approach the discussion. Some haven't read the report, some have only browsed the report, some only know about the contents of the report from media reports.
Yes.
So I think it's only fair that we go through the report, and I'm certain by Wednesday we would have a sense of what the report says, and then we could look at that in relation to the motion and then decide. Maybe we'll only need Wednesday to meet, or
yes,
maybe we'll need more than that. So I think let's leave it for Wednesday and then see how we proceed from there.
Anything else? I was asked to make this meeting as short as possible. I hope I've complied. Thank you very much. We're adjourned. All right, David.